لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. We are continuing Surah Ali Imran, and the verse we recited is verse number 105. And be not like those who separated and disagreed after clear evidence had come to them. And these are they that will have a grievous chastisement. In our previous Manjalis, we recited about how Allah said about وَعَتَسَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّغُوا, that all of you should hold the rope of Allah and don't get divided. Now the verse goes further. Allah talks about and be not like those who are separated and disagreed after clear evidence had come to them. And these are they that will have a grievous chastisement. After Prophet's demise, we know that Muslim community got divided to the degree that, you know, Prophet said, you know, we have recited in our previous majlis different ahadith about how Prophet said that Jews will be divided into 71 sects, one will go to paradise, Christian will be divided into 72 sects, and one will go to paradise. And Prophet said about his own ummah that my ummah will be divided into 73 sects, one will go to paradise. Allah talks about the same thing here. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't be like the one who got separated, تَفَرَّقُوا, separated, like groups, and disagreed after clear evidence had come to them. What was the clear evidence? Quran Hakim was clear evidence. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam life was a clear evidence. Elizabeth Athar life was a clear evidence for them. And they got separated. Now, when we know there are 73 sects of Muslims, because Prophet declared it. And all of them, you know, what is that? What Mizan says, that when you get separated, you don't mix with other group. And when you don't mix with other group and you stay with yourself, then what happens is that you develop your own ideology, because you're not sharing what you think from the other group and you have so many differences and disagreement. Wakhtalafu separate means you are all against each other. On one hand, Allah was saying about to hold fast Allah's rope, and now what is happening to Muslim community, that the community got separated, and not only they are separated, but they are developing their own ideology and they are against each other. So Allah said, وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, for them is a grievous chastisement. Now we know that after out of 73 sects, 72 will go to hellfire. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. يَوْمَ تَبَيَّدُّ وُجُوهُمْ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفَرُونَ. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفَرُونَ. On the day when some faces will turn white and some faces will turn black, Then as to those whose faces turn black, will be said, did you disbelieve after your believing? Test then the chastisement for that you were disbelieving. So now Allah is talking about two different kind of faces. One face is a white face, the enlightened face, and one face is a dark and black face. Tafsir al-Mizan talks about these two faces, and Mizan says that these are the metaphorical terms about white face is the face of the person who are the believers whose heart have been delighted with Islam, and they are very pleased with their religion and they are content. Nafsi mutma'inna. Their soul is a satisfied soul. So what their heart has is a satisfaction and a delight, and their delight is evident. We know that delight is already evident. For if we see any Islamic scholar, his face will be delighted with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and this noor will go further on the judgment day. It will come in a bigger form of a noor. And the people who have black face are the ones who are in shame and disgrace, because they know that they have not accepted Shariat from their heart, Islam from their heart. They are always distrusted and question Islamic laws. And they are the ones who had enemy towards Islam, and those were the black faces. So Allah divided people into different groups. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Akafardum ba'da imanikum. Did you disbelieve after your believing? He says, they are the people of innovation and heretic tendencies and wrong views from this ummah. Those are the ones who will be called akafardum ba'da imanikum. Like bidat. Now, we pray to Allah that we don't develop innovation just because some people start innovation and people start following blindly without contacting their marja, because somebody started innovation and people follow it. May Allah save us from that kind of innovation. Wa ammal ladina bayyadat wujuhum fafi rahmatillahi hum fiha khalidun. And as those whose faces will turn white, they shall be in the mercy of Allah, wherein shall they abide for ever. Wa ammal ladina bayyadat wujuhum fafi rahmatillahi hum fiha khalidun. What a beautiful verse, what a pleasing verse. How much the peace we get when we read this verse. Believer gets so excited when he reads those verses. Our eighth Imam, whenever he used to read verses about paradise, he used to smile with the happiness. And whenever he read the verse about hellfire, he used to get sad. So we have all rights to be very happy when we read this verse. That as those whose face will be turned white, they will be in the mercy of Allah, wherein shall they abide forever. May Allah count us among those ones. Who are these people who have delighted heart? The one who has delighted heart will have delighted faces. The delight and the heart comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is in our heart, our heart will be delighted. If Shaitan comes and tortures our heart, our face will be not delighted face, not certainly delighted heart, neither delighted face. The sign of delighted heart is that we love Allah's dhikr. We want to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love Quran and Hakim. We love Ahlul Bayt and zikr of Ahlul Bayt. This is the sign of, we love to do namaz al-shab. We love to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love to do Amr bin Maruf. We love to do Nahan bin Munkar. We want to take pain for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for doing extra mustahabat. This is the sign of the delighted heart, who enjoys, not for the sake of it, not as a burden, enjoys for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take everything. That's a delighted heart. May Allah give all of us delighted heart. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلم للعالمين. Subhanallah. These are the verses of Allah which we recite unto you in truth. And Allah does not intend any injustice to the worlds. Allah is saying about the worlds. Alhamdulillah bil alameen. Allah is talking about the worlds. Alameen. Allah doesn't do injustice to the whole, all the universe, all the world. Tilka adal natlu alayka bil haq. When we read this, we feel like crying. Allah is talking to the Prophet. Allah is trying to choose the Prophet. When Allah talks to the Prophet, we should listen and cry. These are Allah saying, these are the verses of Allah which we recite unto you in truth. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are verses of Allah we recite. Who is we? Allah is reciting himself to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the truth. And Allah does not intend any injustice to the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't do. So now the Tafsir Mizan says, what is this verse is about? That what Allah is talking about, the truth here. Mizan says the truth is about these verses which come previously, dividing two groups. One group is with white face, one face with black face. Allah says this is the truth is going to happen. That on the judgment day, there will be two different class of people. One will be white face and one will be darkened face. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that with the haqq of Ahlul Bayt sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have white faces, inshallah. Allahi Ameen. Now, the tafsir, the commentary goes that Allah doesn't do injustice to the worlds. Now, Allah doesn't do injustice to the worlds. Allah explains in the next verse. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth belongs to Allah. And all affairs will be returned unto Allah. This is Allah is explaining his words, how he doesn't do, why he doesn't do injustice to the, all the worlds. Because Allah says the whole universe belongs to me. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. What is in heaven, what is in the earth belongs to Allah. So, injustice is done by some weak person who is greedy and he has no power. He does injustice. Now first we see that Allah's essence is a holy essence. Allah's essence is a divine essence. It is beyond imagination that the divine essence will do any injustice to anybody. That's the first thing. But if you go to logic, the one who owns everything will not do injustice. Now the second logic comes. وَإِلَلَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. The second logic. That all affairs will be returned unto Allah. So one who has everything and every affair is going to return to him, why he'll do injustice to anybody? Because he's Allah the great. Allahu Akbar. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muru bil-ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minu billah wa law amana ahlul kitab lakana khayran lahum minhum mu'minu wa aktharuhumul fasiqun. You are the best nations brought forth for the mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid the wrong and believe in Allah. And if the people of the book had believed, it would surely have been better for them. Some of them are believers while most of them are transgressors. Subhanallah. This is the translation of the verse. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Allah is talking about the Muslim nation. That you are the best nations. All the nations which have been there, you are the best nation brought forth the people. Brought forth tukhari. Brought forth. Ukhrajat lin-nas. Ukhrajat lin-nas means you are brought forth for the people. We Muslims are for the whole world. Allah brought us. Allah raised us our station high. For the whole world. Why? For what? Ta'amur bin ma'ruf tanhawnani munkar tu'minu billah. Now, before I explain this, this is a clear thing that in this world, inshallah, Imam Zama comes. And this is going to happen in the end time. That this world cannot be reformed unless believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's help comes and then Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar asking to do good thing and refraining from evil. That is the purpose with this mission Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started with this mission and this mission will complete when Imam Zama comes. So that's why and Muslim nation has been brought up for this to guide the whole world. Muslim nation is brought up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the whole world. The world is not guided yet, but inshallah when Imam comes, this world will come true. This world will come true. That the whole world will be, all the problem will be solved through the Muslim nations. Imam will be our leader. And the problem will be inshallah solved. Please recite one salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And Allah says further, and if the people of the book had believed, it would surely have been better for them. Some of them are believers, while most of them are transgressors. Allah is talking about people of the book. Now, in this verse, when you look into Mizan says that this verse specially came for the believers who were the first believer with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were the United Nations, and they were the one who really believed in Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and strived in the cause of Allah with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those were the people who were with them, and they did Amr bin Maruf and Nahy an Munkar. They believed in Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Those were the people who were united. Watasamu bi hablillah jamian. The reality of the watasamu bi hablillah, hold fast of Allah's rope. وَلَا تَقُونُكَ الَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't be like them who got separated. Those were the ones, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرُ أُمَّةٍ, were those people who were not separated. They were together holding Allah's rope in a united nation to resolve for Allah's cause. And that's what they did with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They spread Islam everywhere. Those were the people. And now what has happened after Prophet demise? We have 73 sects. There's a tragedy of Islam that we have that. So now, there are certain hadiths I will recite. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about this verse, Allah means ummah for which the prayer of Ibrahim was granted. And they are the people Allah raised his messenger among them. So the khaira ummatin is the response to Prophet Ibrahim's prayer that Allah raised among them a nation. And that this Muslim Ummah you are seeing, and especially our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Tayyibin Taharin, is the response to Prophet Ibrahim's prayers. Our fifth Imam Muhammad Baqir Alayhi Salam says, Kuntum Khaira Ummatin means the people of House of Prophet. That's the thing. People of Ahlul Bayt Tayyibin Taharin are the Kuntum Khaira Ummatin. In another hadith, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, please recite one salawat. Allahu salam ala Muhammad. I have been given that which no prophet was given. I have been helped with aid. I have been given keys of the earth. I have been named Ahmad. And the earth has been made a means of cleansing for me. And my ummah has been made the best nation. Subhanallah. Our ummah is the best nation. How would we would feel that we are best nation? We feel that we are downtrodden. But because our deeds are like that, but if we get ahead and if we really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do Amr bin Maruf wa Nahy an Munkar, trust me, we should trust that we will feel that we are the best nation. Our soul will witness. We have not done it. But if we really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do really Amr bin Maruf wa Nahy an Munkar, we will feel it inshallah. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. لَنْ يَدُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا عَدَىٰ وَإِنْ يُقَاذِلِكُمْ يُوَلُّكُمْ أَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يَنْصُرُونَ. They shall never harm you except for annoyance. And if they fight with you, they shall turn their backs to you. Then they shall not be helped. Allah is talking about Jews especially. They cannot harm you except some annoyance. And if they fight with you, they will turn their back to you. And they shall not be helped. That's what happened. If we read these verses, we should read Islamic history. What happened when Jews tried to attack and destroy Islam? They could not do too much harm. This verse says that. And they turned back and they were not helped. We see what happened in Khandaq. We see what happened in Khaybar. And Allah's help was there and they were never helped. Zuribat alayhimul زِلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَذُرِّبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking further about their behavior of people of the book. Abasement, zillat has been branded on them. ذُرِّبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الزِّلَّةُ. Branded means Zuribat. Alayhim Zillatu means abasement has been branded on them wherever they are found. This is what people of the book. Means they became really abased. And now I give you, what is abasement? Now we'll say, no. Nowadays Jewish people are very rich and they are the goldsmith, gold men and all that. Where is the abasement? Abasement is in morality, in the sense of honesty, honor, you know, there is abasement, character and conduct, and lack of security. We see today's Israel, there is no security in Israel. Everybody's scared always. You go to Tel Aviv, everybody's scared. What's going to happen in Israel? How long is it going to last? This is the thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking. Even when after Prophet came, they were abased. Not even, and they had to give the jizya to Muslim, you know. And even before Prophet, they were still not in good shape. They were in abasement before even that, by the kings. Why? Allah is explaining why. But let me keep going verse further. Abasement has been branded on them wherever they are found, unless the code of Allah, unless they cling to the code of Allah and the code of man. What is the meaning of illa bihabli minallahi wa illa bihabli minallahi wa habli minannas? Means protection. Code means protection. That they will be always abased except they come into under protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and under the protection of mankind. Now the commentary goes like that Allah's protection comes with his degree, with his decree, and people's protection comes with their action. When his decree comes, people can get protected, and when a human being takes action, we get protected. For a person to have a faith inside and peace in the heart, he needs Allah's protection. And for the person, for the same person to be accepted in society and protected, he needs people's protection. We need both protection, like Prophet had both protections. So that's what happened to Jewish people, that their heart was shattered because Allah did not protect their heart, that's why they lost their morality. And their security was gone because they were away from the people's protection. That's what they had to. They got dispersed. So now the verse goes further. Unless they cling to the code of Allah and the code of man. So they have been incurred wrath from Allah. And wretchedness has been stamped upon them. وَبَابِ غَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَزُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهُمْ مَسْكَنَا. Allah says that, right? So they have been in Allah's wrath and they have been stumped with wretchedness. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Allah is explaining why this has been happened to them. That is because they went on rejecting Allah's signs and slaying the prophets unjustly. That was because they disobeyed and went on transgressing. So Allah says that Allah doesn't do any injustice to anybody in the world. And that's what Allah is explaining, why they got so much chastisement in this world, because they were rejecting Allah's verses and slaying prophets unjustly, and they disobeyed and transgressed. Now we see today's Muslims, there are a lot of Muslims. We know out of 73 sects, one will go to paradise. There are a lot of Muslims who are friendly with them. With these people. And what fate they had, they are getting the same fate. Because they take them as awliya, as friends. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Laisu sawa'a min ahlil kitabi ummatun. Ummatun qaimatun yatluna ayatillahi ana al-layli wa hum yasjudun. Yes, yet they are not all alike. Of the people of the book is a group upright. They recite the verses of Allah in the night time while they prostrate themselves. Allah is saying that all of people of the book are not same. Laysu sawana. They are not alike. Among the people of the book, there are one who recite Allah's verses in night time and they prostrate. Wahum yasjudun. So we see in the history of Islam that a lot of people of the book became Muslim because they were so pious. Allah is appreciating them and Allah gives their characteristics further. Yu'minu billahi wa yawmil akhir وَيَعْمَلُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. They believe in Allah, and the last day they enjoin what is right and forbid the wrong and hasten to do good deeds. And these are the righteous ones. Subhanallah, Allah is tagging the characteristics of the Salihin, righteous one. What is the characteristics of righteous one? They really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on judgment day. And they do Amr bin Maruf, they ask to do good and to refrain from evil deeds. And they hasten. Yusari'una fil khairat. Khairat, what is the khairat means? Khairat means to do all good. All encompassed good is called khairat. Includes financial help, physical help, whatever is khairat. Yusari'una means they are running, hastening to do that. If we want to be among Salihin, we have to believe all that. We have to do all that. First believe, then the action. Believe yumina billah wa yumil akhir. If we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and judgment day, that we all have to be gathered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ilallahi turja'ul umur. Wa ilallahi turja'ul umur. If we have this belief of returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa lillahi ma'a fis samawati ma'a fil ard, if we have those beliefs, we will be the one who will do yamanu marra yanhanu anil mukh. We are going to do that. And we will be the one who will do yusalina fil khairat. Wa ulaga minal salihin. Inshallah, we will be with that. Pretty silent salawat. Wa ma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the next verse, which is so helpful to our heart. Wa ma yafalu min khairin. Wa ma yafalu min khairin. Falai yukfaru. Wallahu alimum bil muttaqeen. And whatever good they do, they will never be denied their word of it. And Allah knows the pious ones. Subhanallah. Allah is calming believers' heart. You know, in our society, we have always the problem. Believers says, brother, nobody appreciates what I do. Brother, I'm alone in my mission. Brother, nobody comes to the mosque. Brother, I'm left out. Nobody sees what I'm doing. And this is so painful for our spirit and for our spirituality. Because if we have this kind of thing, that means we have not really appreciated this verse. We should ponder this verse 7 times a day. وَمَا يَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُ. Whatever good deed you do, it will never be denied. Allah will appreciate it. Whatever. وَمَا يَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Whatever you good deed you could do, فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُ. It will not be ignored. It will not be never appreciated. Allah will appreciate. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah knows the muttaqeen. Allah knows the pious ones. Who you are. Who is sitting in this mosque? This brother sitting alone in the mosque, struggling, doing the mission. Allah is telling to this brother, I'll appreciate, I know who you are. Wallahu alimun bil muttaqin. I know who is the muttaqi here. Whatever you do, if you clean the mosque, you vacuum the mosque, I know you vacuum to the mosque. And I appreciate. Falain yukfuru. Falain yukfuru. Allah will not be do like. فَلَنْ يَكْفُرُ. سبحان الله. They shall not be يكفر means they shall not be denied. فَلَنْ يَكْفُرُ. They shall not be denied. And Allah knows the pious ones. It will not be denied. We should think about this word 7 times a day. Then we'll have inshallah delighted heart. And a delighted face, inshallah. The Nurani face. Inna alladhina kafru lan tughni anhum amwaluhum wala auladuhum min Allahi shay'a wa ulaika ashabun nari hum fiha khalidun. Those who disbelieve, surely neither their possession nor their children shall avail them in the least against Allah. And they are the inhabitants of fire, wherein shall they abide forever. According to Mizan, this verse came for Jews because they disbelieved in Allah's signs. They became disbelievers, and they had all the possessions of the world. You know, in al kafru lan tughni anhum amwaluhum money, wala auladuhum min Allahi shay'a. Little, not even a bit help against Allah. Wa ulaika ashabun nari. Allah Akbar. Hum fiha khalidun. Always came for the Jewish people because they try to put doubts in believers' heart about Islam at that time. About the changing direction of the Qibla. They always put the doubts question prophet, although they knew that the prophet is the right prophet, was in books, but they always put struggle. Same thing we see today, Islamophobia, trying to divide a Muslim sect into several parts, making a lot of Muslims liberal Muslims who love more their modern friends of the modern world rather than believers, because of their propaganda. Today we are seeing all that. Lot of Muslims don't even appreciate from their heart the Sharia, you know. They say from their tongue, but from their heart they don't accept Sharia. This is the result of Islamophobia. This is what we have to struggle, and this is Amr bin Maruf and Nahi bin Munkar for our community, to bring love of Quran and Allah and Sharia and believers' heart, to make heart delighted heart. Now we have to remember the Karbala. When I was reciting the verse, Yatluna Ayatullahi Ana al Layli, and they are the one who recites verses of Allah in the night time. When we are reciting this word, we are thinking about the night of Ashura. And the night of Ashura, there have been narration mentioned that when the people went close to the tent of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Ashab of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they were hearing like bees humming. The voice of bees humming, it was coming because they were reciting Allah's verses in the night time. And they could hear it. Because Imam Hussain asked one night from enemies, from the enemy, he asked, give me one night. They thought maybe he wants to save his life. No, he asked for that night so that he said that I want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they prayed all night because they knew that next morning they have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are the people, and we, وَمَا يَفْعَلُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يَكْفُرُوا, whatever good deed we do, it will not be denied. What can be better deed than that we talk about Imam Hussain alayhi salam and we cry and the tears come and Imam Hussain's mother come and collect the tears. This is the deed, we all should try to do that. Allah will appreciate that deed. We talk about the day when some faces will be white and some faces will be dark. At the day of Ashura, there were white faces of the Ashab of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, who were content that what they got with them. And they were so happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the enemy of the Imam Hussain alayhi salam were shameful, disgraced black faces. But among the Prophet, among the Ashab of Imam Hussain, there was called Qamar Bani Hashim. The moon of Bani Hashim was Abul Fazl al-Abbas, whose face used to shine like a moon because he was a Hafiz of Quran. He was a faqih, he was a jurist whose heart was delighted and full of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which used to come from his face. He was called Qamar Bani Hashim. When Qamar Bani Hashim came to his brother in the end time, and he said to his brother Imam Hussain, oh my master, give me permission to get some water for the children. When he asked for this permission, his sister Bibi Zainab was next to him. Bibi Zainab said, oh brother Abbas, when my father used to tell me, oh Zainab, there will be day when people will snatch your chadar, your veil. I used to think I have 18 brothers. Who has the courage to take away my chadar? But brother Abbas, now you are asking permission to leave. Now I am seeing that after your martyrdom, my chadar will be snatched.